Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Muriel Duitti. Muriel, you are the founder and CEO of Exit3D Studio. You are found on the web at exit3dstudio.com. You're also the author of the book, The Valuation Gap. Muriel, it's great to have you.
Yeah, great to be here, Josh. Thank you for having me.
You are a French woman living in New York. And as of when we're recording this, to our friends that are listening to this, well, you already know how all this worked out. But as of when we're recording this, we're kind of in the middle of things. Muriel, I know you've been watching Team France. So tell me about the World Cup so far for you.
Yeah, well, it's been very exciting. I feel we're completely crushing it and like dominating the team we've been facing with like four goals, three goals, and they only get a chance to make one goal at best. Yeah. So I'm very, very excited. I think we can make it to the final. Like, will we win? I don't know. Uh-huh. But I was calculating like since 1998, we are the team that statistically get the more often, you know, in the final.
Yeah.
So like betting on France, we have more chance to win the, you know, to get to the final.
Well, our friend who's listening right now knows how this all worked out. We're in mystery right now. So you've been watching all the French games. Who have they played and who do they have coming up? Do you know?
So the first game was against Senegal. Then they did Iraq. Senegal, I didn't watch. For some reason, I felt we were going to win. But then I watched against Iraq, Norway, and the other day against Sweden.
Wow. So far, so good.
Yes.
France keeps moving up. That's exciting. Well, yeah, it's, you know, I really love it. You know, it's just like, you know, despite... I'm going to be careful here, but, you know, despite all of what I will just refer to as silliness among those in charge and our elected officials and leaders at times, you know, it's like all of the, I saw this, I think it was a meme, right? It's just like, it's all of the cousins are kind of getting together and just having a good time while the grownups are bickering and fighting. And the World Cup is just like, you know, a chance for the world to just kind of get together and say, ugh, you know, let's just get together and celebrate. And, you know, so
yeah,
I'm very grateful.
Also, we have the chance. It's happening right here. You know, New Jersey. I am based in New York, like in New Jersey, Philadelphia, and other cities. So we really feel the enthusiasm right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, Muriel, tell me a little bit about the work that you do with Exit3D Studio. I love your tagline, build a service business that runs without you with predictable revenue. Okay, Muriel, help me out. I feel like we're doing some stuff that you're going to like, but go ahead and share with me your basic premise of like when you work with companies.
Sure. If I can give just a minute of background,
yeah.
I've been working in digital marketing for the past 10 years. And last year, I wanted to establish myself in the US, even though I moved here in 2021. And I was evaluating, like, should I start a new business? Should I buy one? And I decided, okay, I will be buying one because I heard it's a good thing to do. And I joined a business buying community, learn
Mm.
deal making, evaluating deals, doing due diligence, all of that. And at some point in December, I had an offer accepted. And this is where I realized, okay, this game, it might not be for me, because what they were presenting to me was not what I was going to buy. So I stepped away. I made my brain work and say, okay, what's going on? Why I cannot find a business to buy? But for several reasons. First of all, most of them are highly funder dependent. Most of them have some sort of risky customer concentration. Most of them, or let's say half half or 70-30, don't have any revenue predictability. And some others don't even have some acquisition engine that is not, like referral or word of mouth, that is again funder dependent. So what Exit3D Studio do, we do that. We help fix those issues to create a business that run without the founder. So the founder grow, sorry, the business grows stronger, can scale, and even exit at some point if that's something that the founder wants to do in the future.
Yeah. Muriel, so there's so much that we could talk about here. Let me ask you one specific use case. Let's say that, because obviously there's a few things here, right? So number one is, obviously we want folks coming to our front door. I mean, you could call this lead gen or just, attracting, folks that we could do business with. But what happens when you're working with someone and the founder says, "Great, I could take all the leads in the world, and we have a bunch of leads, but at the end of the day, I'm the one who's still doing all of the sales calls because I just haven't been able to find someone who can sell like me." How do you fix that problem?
Well, if the business don't have any lead generation problems, and there are really a lot of calls scheduled on the calendar, the easiest way is to find a closer for that and be with, with the closer on the first few, even dozens of calls with that person, so the closer know how to be working and converting the lead into clients. But if there are not like a tons of meeting in the calendar, then we have to work on something else first.
And so now there's more than just hiring a person. So what if they don't have that person? Like, how do you, I don't know if you get involved or offer some advice, like how do we hire for that role? And this might seem like a silly question to ask, but I've talked to a lot of founders that they really struggle with this, and they're convinced that no closer can sell like they can, and they know that it would impact their cash flow if they were to outsource this, even if it freed up a little bit more time for the founder. At least that's the psychological trap that they feel like they're in. Help me break out of this.
I'm going to be honest with you, Josh. I think it's a difficult one because I've also tried multiple times to hire a closer. And let me tell you what I've tried. So I tried to post a job offer on LinkedIn and on Indeed. I've got some help from like a HR, recruiting agency was the. The agency was filtering the candidates, for example, with some AI call at the beginning, so I could hear the person's voice. There was some question, so I could already know who I wanted to interview. Then, honestly, I found, I think, some good profile that was interesting. I ended up selecting one. But I think we were not aligned. from his questions at some point. It was coming from, I think he had some exit planning certification, and so he came with that hat, and it was maybe way too structured, or he had way too much worry. So I said, okay, that might not be a good fit. And since the business is still a bit new, I pivoted my own the business that I had previously with my LinkedIn accelerator, and this I'm still doing the calls right now. But I think once I have, like figure things well, I might try again. But I will be hand holding the person. Like it will be a two things. I will be with the closer with me doing the call if I have to do that. And this is what I recommend to a founder. Do it together. And once you feel confident that the closer is actually closing better than you, then let it run the calls.
Muriel, what are some other things that we can do from a kind of like in the user in the sales journey? So there's initial awareness. What are some of those elements? Like, how do we invite people into our world? How can we build that relationship so that sales might be a little easier?
Yeah, I think I believe in inbound more than cold outreach, and to build, some inbound pipeline of leads, you have to be showing up, like online, create content. I use LinkedIn a lot. That's really where my expertise mainly is there. So I would say send the right connection request to have the right people in your network, and yeah, share some expertise. But something that I've learned a bit too late, but now I know it, it's not about just teaching. It's not creating content about teaching a person how to do something. That's not the way of creating content. And I'm very guilty of that because for a long time I was just teaching.
Muriel, tell me about your book, The Valuation Gap. That's
Sure.
available at your website, exit3dstudio.com. And of course, it's available everywhere. But tell me about who should be reading this book.
Yes, so first of all, it's I have my review copy right here. So I will say service B2B founders, founder working in B2B, services mainly. And I explain in the book why, not because other founders don't need it, but because they need it most than any other ones. And I can explain you quickly. I'm sorry. I can explain this quickly. It's because when a buyer is evaluating a service business, there is no stock, there is no machinery, there is no real estate. There's absolutely nothing that we can put a price on it. It's all about process, knowledge, client, lead generation, and the team. So it's not something that you can really touch. So it's more important than any other business for them to be reading a book like this, not only to prepare for future exit. Yes, sure, it will be helping. But also just to run a better business that doesn't drain you. Because
Yeah, well, I mean that's a huge challenge. So how might the book kind of step us through getting to a much better outcome? 'Cause I agree with you. I'm done.
sorry, I didn't understand the question. What did you ask?
Well, right. So, maybe what's one or two actionable ideas that our friend who's listening to us right now could do if they find themselves in that situation where they're just, they're up to their eyeballs as a founder. They need to break out, but they just don't know where to start.
Okay, I can give two, there are many things that I can say, but I will say every situation is different. So the better way to evaluate what could be breaking in your business, and it's to step away from it. A couple of days, see what happens. Does like there is no more sales happening? Does the team don't know what to do anymore? See what has stopped. Is it the content creation? Is it something? And so evaluate that, what was too dependent on the founder. And once you come back, but start creating, like documenting, creating SOPs, for example, of something that if you step away from the business, this is not working anymore. So if it's content creation, for example, just explain like on a document how someone else or how can you an automation maybe can be built for that, so you can start delegating.
Okay, so your website, exit3dstudio.com, what should our friend do that's been listening to our conversation?
Well, you can go on the website. Actually, at the end of exit3dstudio.com, you can add like slash the dash valuation dash gap, and you can download the first chapter of the valuation gap book. So you know, but what buyers sees that sellers miss. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. That would be nice to be in touch. And because I'm doing quite a few podcasts at the moment, I've created a new YouTube channel, and I have a playlist there with all the interview and podcasts. So I invite you also to check the YouTube channel. It's called Exit 3D Insights.
Oh, very cool. And that's all linked up from your site. So you just click on the YouTube icon and yep, there you are.
In
Exit
the
3D
footer.
Insights.
Yes, yeah, in the footer of the website you'll find my LinkedIn and the YouTube channel, as well
Oh,
as the
this is
book, The Valuation Gap. Yes.
yeah, this is really cool. You've got some great content here. Revenue isn't value, the lender's trap, valuation levers, exit price killers, really, really cool stuff. All right, Muriel, great conversation. Thank you for joining us. Your website, exit3dstudio.com. You do have some really great ideas on your website as well. So highly recommend
Okay.
folks check it out and then check out your YouTube channel as well. Muriel, again, we'll keep watching France in the World Cup together, and to our
Yes.
friend that's listening, you already know how it turned out. So hopefully, Muriel had her bets placed right and cashed out. So excellent, Muriel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Josh. It was a fun conversation.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.